2002's Die Another Day. If you're looking for a visually great movie with some action and an okay plot, then this 40th James Bond anniversary film will suit you fine. Of course, if you're looking for a film without massive plot holes and some dire dialogue, annoying characters, an unsatisfactory villain reveal, and the occasional crappy special effect, then this isn't for you. But it's a Bond film. He's betrayed and tortured in the first half an hour, held prisoner for over a year, and returned to the UK with his superiors doubting him. Then he's up against a new threat, an entitled wanker. If you don't like a tank running down a Moscow main street and a chase involving hovercrafts and sexy women battling each other, then I don't know what to tell you. 3 stars out of 5.